Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by a singer-songwriter who is currently on the road for a brand new song. In fact, she's got a bunch of new songs she's been putting out in the last year or so. MTV's a big fan of hers. We'd like to welcome Charlotte Sands to the Voice of America. Nice to have you with us, Charlotte.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, you are in a hotel somewhere on the planet. Where are you?
I am currently in Germany, on tour with Paris, the band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know.
And you've worked with quite a few other groups throughout your career. I think you had a track with Youngblood, and you've done some other things as well.
Yeah, I had a song. I went on tour with Youngblood, who's incredible. He's one of my favorite artists to ever exist. And then I had a song with The Main and Taking Back Sunday, and then Sleeping with Sirens and Under Oath and a few other bands that I'm a huge fan of. So it's been insane. I'm just excited to be here. I'm along for the ride.
You're along for the ride. Well, it's quite a ride, I'll tell you. Looking at your numbers, you already have over 100 million streams.
Yeah. It's so weird. I didn't know that till recently, honestly.
And then it became like, oh no.
I know. And now I'm like, what do I do next? What do I do now? The pressure's on. But no, I'm so grateful. I'm just so happy to be here. And I'm so grateful for everyone who listens to my music and enjoys it. So I'm really, really happy.
Mm-hmm. So the question would be, why not an album? Because I know you don't have immediate plans for an album and you're releasing songs and singles. The nature of the business these days is such that selling albums is much harder. So people are going in the direction of singles, but people keep asking, what about albums? What about vinyl? What about, you know?
I know it's hard. It's hard because I think we're in a place in the music industry right now where people want things like vinyl and they want like cassettes and CDs, and it's kind of going back to that. But at the same time, I think people's attention span is a lot shorter. So it's like that you want something that you can physically hold and you want something that feels valuable. But at the same time, it's hard right now to win over attention, like for long periods of time from people. And I've always said that I feel like I need to earn an album, and I think I want to earn 45 minutes to an hour of somebody's time and feel like when that album comes out that they will go to their car and listen to it the same way that I listen to the artist that I love from the first song to the 12th song on it. And so I don't know, maybe I feel like I also could maybe never get to the point where I think that I will be able to hold that attention, but I really hope and I do think that we are getting to that point where a larger project feels necessary, because I have so many songs that I want to release and so much content that I want to put out and so many stories to tell. So it all, I like the singles because I get to release what I'm feeling in the moment at the time, and I get to make last minute decisions and be chaotic, which is very on brand for me. So that's kind of what we've been doing, because it's fun for me and I'm able to change whatever I want and release whatever I want when I want to. And
that's great. On your own terms. When
on my own terms.
Or where was the most unusual place you ever got inspiration for a song?
Honestly, it's so embarrassing because I feel like it's so strange when I talk about like how concepts have come to me, because they're the most like random times in my life. I mean, there's like times where this sounds so awful, but I've been at like times before where like people will be talking to me or be really upset about something and like actually experiencing like a really negative thing. And my automatic thought is like, I love the way that they phrased that. That feels like something that I would have never said. And I want to write that down, but I can't take out my phone. So I just have to remember this one thing because I really want to remember it for a song. And it feels so awful. But so much of my inspiration, I genuinely think, comes from real life situations that I'm in and that I experience, and a lot of like just watching other people and the ways that other people say things in conversations. And there's times when I remember going through a breakup and my automatic reaction was, ooh, can I sneak away to the bathroom so I could record this melody that I just like, thought up in my head? It doesn't feel great, but then when you're able to sing those songs in front of a ton of people and they are all relating to them or experiencing them in the way that you were at that time, it makes it a little bit better and makes me feel like less of a bad person, I guess.
Many great songs have been written in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Over time. Charlotte Sands is our guest, and she is in Germany right now for, I guess, a concert. That must be why you're there.
Yeah, I'm on tour with Paris, who is like an incredible band, and they're they're so insane. And honestly, every single one of their songs is incredible. I watch them every night and am a fangirl through and through. And Lynn Gunn is the singer and guitarist, and she's incredible and from the town next to my hometown, which is very strange. So we figured that out, and we're both from Massachusetts, and we have a lot in common in that way as well. So it's been really cool, really fun tour.
And speaking of Massachusetts, I lived in Boston for a year.
So
I love that area, that part of the country. But I read where you were in a car and you had made a deal, I think, with your parents or someone saying,
yeah,
if I get a job, I can move to Nashville. But you were halfway there and you recognized, wait a minute, I don't have a job.
Yeah. It's probably the only time that my parents will not be upset at me for lying to them, because I'm able to now call them and be like, see, I told you, trust me. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I basically convinced my parents to let me move to Nashville for a gap year after high school. And then I told them the rules were that I had to have a roommate, I had to have a job, and I had to have a place to live. And I told them, I was like, of course I do. I am a mature adult. I'm ready for the real world. Trust me. And then I got halfway down to Nashville and my dad was driving with me. And I looked to my dad and I was like, I don't have a job. I don't know a single person that lives there and I don't have a place to live. But if I figure it out by the time we get there, can you not tell my mom? And my dad, being the wonderful musician that he is, was like, absolutely, it's our deal. And he was the one at the time who told me to go on Craigslist and find a roommate for his 18-year-old daughter. So that Whoa. Is how that's how the world worked at that point. I wouldn't recommend it anymore, but I got lucky.
Yeah, and I got all the things. Your mom would have approved of any of that.
Absolutely not. But that is why she is a really great mom, and she would have never let that slide. But now she forgives me at this point. So it's okay. We're good.
Now, and your dad is a musician, you mentioned. So I assume you got a lot of inspiration and advice from him.
Yeah, absolutely. My parents are both really creative and artistic and all around wonderful, which doesn't make for a lot of inspiration. If only I had a worse childhood, you know, I'd be writing better songs. But no, I genuinely had like the best parents, and they always really supported and continue to support everything that I do with my music. And my dad is still in a lot of bands, and he is in like a Tom Petty cover bands, and he's like a rock star. He's so cool. And then my mom was an English teacher when I was growing up. And so I think a lot of the writing and like literature side of songwriting and like the interest in actual writing came from that, and me just like sitting and editing essays with her and being interested in words and rhymes and all of that. It's a really weird melting pot of things, but it's got me here, and I'm grateful for that.
Did they follow you to Nashville, or are they still living in Massachusetts?
No, my whole family is still in the Northeast. And which I love, because I love going back there and I love visiting it. And I really love where I grew up, and I'm really grateful for it. So it's good to visit.
All right. Charlotte Sands is with us. And if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, I guess you've recorded something for us. So what's the first song we're going to hear?
The first song would be Roller Coaster.
Is there a story?
Yeah. So Roller Coaster was... it's actually such a funny story. I was on tour with Youngblood at the time, and I basically was supposed to be releasing a song. We had it like it all figured out what day I was releasing a song, and then it didn't. To me, there was just something in my gut that was like, this is not the right song to release, and it just didn't feel right timing wise. I just wasn't going through something that I could really compare the song to, and that's why I love the singles, is I just get to decide like really randomly. My team probably does not feel the same way as me, but they're just constantly having to follow me around and put out fires. But I basically just felt like it wasn't the right song for the time, and so they told me that in order to keep the release date that we had and to keep everything running for the rest of the year and the way that we had scheduled it, that I needed to write, record, produce, mix, master, and turn in a song in 4 days. And they were like, if you can do that, you can release whatever song you want. But obviously you can't, you're not gonna be able to do that. But so good luck. But by Friday, you need to have another song then. And I was like, okay, I feel bad about it. And they were like, you're crazy. But we, for some reason on the Youngblood tour, I started writing this chorus to a song called Roller Coaster, and it was just been stuck in my head for months. And so I was like, I just feel like this is supposed to be the song. And we only had one word, and it was Roller Coaster. And we just ended up writing that song in a day and finishing it. And I just kind of had this feeling the whole time that I was going to release it next. And I just followed it. And now it's like my favorite song to play live. And it's one that I'm really proud of. And it's kind of an exact reflection of a lot of the influences musically that I've had in my life, and just like the singer-songwriter, folky storytelling side. And then it gets really big, and it's more of like the punk, like rock alt side too at the end. And so, yeah, it's a little melting pot of me.
A little bit of everything. Here's Charlotte Sands. This is Roller Coaster on Border Crossings.
Splinters in my fingers. You cut me more with every move. Till both my hands are black and blue. Nah, now you're crying. Perfect timing. We're living in a burning house. I should have blown the candles out. Nah, nights in slow motion.
Crossings, and that's Charlotte Sands, who's our guest today. Roller Coaster is the first song. She'll perform a couple more for us. So you have done a variety of different shows in a variety of different venues. You were at, I believe, Bonnaroo. You've performed some major festivals, if I'm not mistaken, and you've also done some more intimate clubs. Yeah. Do you have a preference on audience size? Because one has 50,000 people, one may have 1,000. Is there a difference for you?
Yeah, honestly, I love them all for such different reasons, and I know that sounds like such a cop-out, but I genuinely, I did a show opening for My Chemical Romance outside of London, and it was, I think, 32,000 people, and the show was incredible, but, like, for the experience, I'm like, this is one of the most incredible moments of my entire career, if not the most incredible moment of my entire career, and, but I also remember, like, really, really struggling trying to find like a connection, because there's so many people. When you look out, you can't really find the same person twice. So you can't like see, oh, I hope they're having a good time. What's their reaction to this song? Or what about this part of the show? And so you kind of just have to perform for yourself, and you just become like an entertainer instead of somebody who's like actually connecting with people. And I think that's my favorite part of shows. So whenever I can find the perfect mix of doing like a really large show, but feeling like there's still a genuine connection, that I can find people's faces and I can see their reaction and I can experience the whole show with them, I feel like that's kind of my ideal situation, because it's so magical in like the smaller rooms when you can see everybody and you feel like you're just like all friends at like a reunion and you're all just hanging out together. And so I love that feeling, and I think that I would love to be doing stadiums, so hopefully I can finally find a way to do both of those things and be playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people, but also feel like it's a small club. I think that would be the dream for any artist.
You can hop on the Taylor Swift tour, you know, or the Beyonce tour.
Hey, just give her a call for me if you would. Right.
Get her on the get Taylor on the phone.
Yeah, get Taylor on the phone. Add her in.
Charlotte Sands is with us talking about her new music and the tour. Now, when people go to see a Charlotte Sands concert, what do they see? Do you have a band with you you're traveling with? Do you, they're pyro? Is there effects? Is it a very toned down show? What do you do?
I wish there was pyro. One day there will be pyro. I can guarantee that. Maybe when I get a little less clumsy, because that makes me a little nervous, but I will have it. but right now, I have a drummer and I have a guitarist who are both incredible. Danon Reed is my drummer. He's also my producer on almost every song that I have out, and main collaborator. So he's wonderful. And then Dylan Jordan is my guitar player, and he's insane. And so they're both super energetic. And so like at a show, it is definitely high energy, and it's just supposed to be fun. My entire hope for every show is that people are able to just kind of transport themselves out of their current reality and are able to enjoy being around other people that want to be there with them at the same time, experiencing the same things, and feel celebrated for their differences and their weirdness and diversity and all those things, and just feel like we are one unit together. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is just creating that community of like positivity and just high energy, good vibes
all
around.
Now, you have worked with so many other musicians. Do you have a wish list who you'd like to collaborate with?
Oh, it's so long. I think I have so many people based off of like basically every genre that I'm inspired by, or like I think when I was growing up, I listened to a lot of like Bonnie Raitt and Sheryl Crow and Michelle Branch and these really incredible like female singer songwriters, storytellers, rock stars in my mind. And so in my mind, there's people like that that I don't know what I would ever do if Bonnie Raitt even like looked me in the eyes, let alone collaborated with me on something. But I also think that there's other artists like Fletcher, who I'm such a fan of, and she's just kind of dominating the pop world right now, and is really inspiring to me and for what she stands for and who she is as an artist. And so there's somebody like that. And Youngblood, I would love to, because I love him as a person, and we've already toured together, and I was able to witness kind of who he is as a creator and as a businessman, and also as an artist and a person. And so being around people that are inspiring like he is kind of that would be a huge thing for me as well. But there's just so many so many incredible artists. There's so many people that I look up to, and anybody
and everybody
in the to be on anything, I would be exactly.
Charlotte Sands is our guest here on Border Crossing. She's going to do another song for us.
And yes, the song is Dress.
Dress. Is that the new single?
That's not. So Dress is a song that I wrote a couple years ago, and I ended up posting a video of it online on TikTok, and because it had some influences from Harry Styles and his Vogue cover of him wearing a dress. And so that was one of the reasons we wrote the song. And it kind of blew up, and it was like my first big moment where I was like, oh, this is like a viral moment. This is really weird. What do we do now? And so we've been, and then it was also on Top 40 Radio, which is crazy because I'm still an independent artist. So that was like my first crazy radio experience. And so it's been a really wild journey, and it's gotten me a lot of really cool moments, and I'm really grateful for it.
Do you remember where you were the first time you heard your music on the radio?
Oof. Honestly, no. I feel like the one time that I remember, because I feel like people kept hearing it and I wasn't hearing it ever, because I personally didn't listen to the radio a lot. In my car, my phone would automatically like connect, and so I would never just go turn that on. And then my management team was like, you need to stop doing that. Like, your song is actually on the radio. And I'm like, no, I'll never hear it. And then I think it was immediately after that conversation that I like got in my car, and I thought my phone was plugged in because I like heard Dress, and I was like, oh no, my phone's connected. And I was like, no, it's not. This is really strange. I don't know why this is happening. And I think I just usually just feel like it's a prank, and that like somebody's playing like a joke on me. It just doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like reality. It's so strange. And I'm so grateful for it.
The song is called Dress, Charlotte Sands, here on Border Crossings.
Just my type, I'm lying when I'm looking away. I'm staring up and down, I'm all around, obsessed with your face. What a mess I'm in, you're so masculine, sweet like cherry cola, dripping confidence, lose my common sense, kiss you till I'm sober. I love the way you wear that dress, making everyone upset, burning that cigarette, boy. Swear to God, I confess, boy, craving your candy lips, all black fingertips. Look so good, I'm annoyed, make me wanna get undressed, boy. I love the way you wear that, too cool to mean it, you don't mean to, you're poor. Usually I'm bored and I'm faking the conversation. Want you even more with every word you're saying. What a mess I'm in, you're so masculine, sweet like cherry cola. I love the way you wear that dress, making everyone upset, burning that cigarette, boy. Swear to God, I confess, boy, craving your candy lips, all black fingertips. Look so good, I'm annoyed, make me wanna get undressed, boy. I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that. I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that. What a mess I'm in, you're so masculine, sweet like cherry cola, dripping confidence, lose my common sense, kiss you till I'm sober. I love the way you wear that dress, making everyone upset, burning that cigarette, boy. Swear to God, I confess, boy, craving your candy lips, all black fingertips. Look so good, I'm annoyed, make me wanna get undressed, boy. I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that, I love the way you wear that.
Border Crossing, Charlotte Sands, that's called Dress. You said there's a little connection to Harry Styles, and that's why because he wore a dress on the cover of Vogue magazine, and you wrote the song.
Yeah.
Did you hear from Harry's fans? Because there's so many people on social media that are haters and,
yeah,
you know.
I know. Honestly, the reaction to the song has been like really, really wonderful, and I feel really grateful for that, because I think my automatic assumption is that when you kind of put yourself out there and you are like, especially with an opinion, that like everyone should just wear whatever they want or be who they want to be, which you think would be kind of a normal opinion, a lot of people can get really upset and can get really defensive or mean on social media. And I've experienced that, especially being like a teenager and being in high school. I feel like I'm already been like, oh no, this is what happens when you go on social media and you have an opinion. People are going to be really upset at me. And I was scared of it. But to be honest, the reaction that we've gotten has been so positive, and it was always positive, and it was always just like really supportive and a really beautiful experience. People were just sharing their stories of how they felt represented by this song, and how they feel that a lot of pop songs don't reflect multiple different types of people, and they don't really include as many people as they think they do. And so being able to represent more people and kind of have a song that felt like other people could celebrate themselves with was really exciting. And I think that beats out any negativity at all. It just doesn't really matter to me when you have that.
Did you hear from Harry Styles?
I have not heard from Harry Styles, but I like to think that it's his favorite song. I have a pretty good feeling about it. I think he's nervous to reach out. You know, he's a little intimidated. I get it.
He doesn't
want
to get rejected.
You know, he's shy, probably. I wouldn't know because I don't know him, but I have a good feeling about it.
Now, I'm curious, because you did touch on something where you talked about, you know, there are haters, and you've been subjected to that on social media, being when you were a teenager, and I think you're 20, 21 now, right? I mean, you're not still a teen.
26.
Oh, 26,
the
wow.
Big 2-6, I know.
You look very
I'm
young.
Really getting up there.
You're very young. Now, were you subjected to cyberbullying? And if so, you know, how did you handle it? Give some advice to the younger fans who are very affected these days by what's going on social media.
I honestly, like, I had a pretty hard middle school, high school experience. I think I wanted so badly to kind of fit in and find people that like liked me, honestly, that I really, really wanted to like just do anything that would make me cool or likable or fit in. And I just never found that group of people. I think I was always kind of an outsider. I never really played sports or was good enough at sports to like be in those groups, or I wasn't good enough at school to be part of groups that were, and I wasn't cool enough to be popular. I was always kind of floating around all of the different groups. And so I felt like an outsider a lot of my life. I still think I do, but I think that now I have this community of people who also feel that way. So it's like, we have the outsiders on the inside now. But I think that my biggest advice is that I just don't like people's opinions of you are not your business, and how people think about you has nothing to do with you at all. It's a reflection of other people. So like if when I see somebody being mean to me or saying, making a comment about me, my first instinct isn't, oh, they're probably right, or that actually holds weight, or that has value to it. My first instinct is, I remember when I was sad or I didn't feel confident or good about myself, and my instinct was also to try and make somebody else feel the same way that I felt so that I wasn't alone. And I think that when people are mean to other people, it's because they feel alone and they are trying to find a connection with somebody else. And so I feel now like, oh, I'm sad that that person is lonely, or that person is upset or sad. And like, I think that when you look at things that way and you have kind of some space and like patience with people and just don't automatically assume the worst, it's easier to not take things personally, because it's not a reflection of yourself. It's just a reflection of the other people. And
that's right. That's
I think
great
we all
advice.
Just need.
So, you know, Charlotte Sands says, if you want blue hair, get blue hair.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially you.
I'd love to get some blue hair. I'd love to have more hair to make
you
blue.
Should.
So do you remember when you wrote your very first song? Do you ever look back at the stuff you were writing when you were younger?
I do. Honestly, my dad the other day sent me a recording of a song I wrote when I was like 9 years old. And because he used to set up recording studios in our houses in like different rooms so that I could learn how to record myself. And he sent me a voice memo, and it's honestly the funniest thing about it is that it's like a more rock song than I feel like anything I'm making now. Like the song that I wrote at 9 years old and recorded is cooler than like anything I've probably released since. And so it's so funny to like listen back and I think there's definitely like embarrassing songs that I've written, but it's also really funny to look back and be like, oh, this is what I wanted to make for a really long time. And it's not like I just fell into a genre randomly or like something that was cool and hip at the time. It's something that I've been really passionate about since I was 9 years old and was making at the time that I was 9 years old. So it's cool to watch that journey, but also still be kind of the same person, but have changed so much, especially the hair.
That's very interesting. And so Charlotte, you're going to do another song for us. What's the next yes. song we can hear?
This song is called All Right. And it's my latest single and probably my favorite song I've ever released. So hopefully you like it. But yeah, I wrote it at the beginning of the pandemic when we found out that everyone was going to have to quarantine and I was living alone in Nashville and was trying to decide whether or not I should fly home to be with my family or if I should stay in Nashville and keep working on music, even though the world kind of felt like it was falling apart. And that day I had a session with Danon and he just ended up playing these piano chords all weird. I was booking a flight home and we started playing these chords and I just started singing the chorus or what is now the chorus. And that's kind of how we wrote it. And we've been holding on to it for almost 3 years, just waiting for the right time to release it. And this felt like the right time. So hopefully you enjoy it. And if you don't tell me because I will cry because I'm very sensitive.
And the name of the song?
All right.
All right. Here's Charlotte Sands on Border Crossings.
Maybe I'll go outside and try to count the trees outside of my apartment. Maybe I'll close my eyes, pretend I'm somewhere else where all the leaves are falling. I trust my horoscope more than I trust myself. Keep feeding my ego when I should ask for help. Don't know where prayers go, but I'm still scared of hell. No, I'll never be alright. Keeping score of all the nights I can't decide between getting high or sleeping. I thought by 24 I wouldn't question all affection as if I don't need it. I trust my horoscope more than I trust myself. Keep feeding my ego when I should ask for help. Don't know where prayers go, but I'm still scared of hell. Tonight, no, I'll never be all right, but good. I'm thinking that I could in time.
Border Crossings, that song is called All Right. It's the brand new single from Charlotte Sands, who is with us. And of course, we all love it. It sounded great. We got to tell her honestly how we feel. We love your music. I love your songwriting. And I love the fact that you change yourself a little bit on every song you record. There's a, you have a different sound and a different approach.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I honestly do try to just experiment so much with production and like the genres that I'm working with. I think that for me, I just enjoy the process of songwriting so much. And I enjoy the experience of writing songs and then watching them become a live show and like a watching people's reaction to a song that started in a room or on a like tour bus or in a hotel room, and now you're singing it with thousands of people. Like, so I think when I am writing that, it's really fun to try and use new sounds and things that I haven't used in the past, because I also have, there's so many things that inspire me and so many different types of music that inspire me. And I just, I always feel like I want to try and do more and more different stuff and expand my sound as much as possible and make it more fun for me for the live shows and for everything. And yeah, it's been really fun. So
if people,
I don't know where I'm going next,
so. And they want to check out your live shows or they want to get your music or just say hi and tell you how much they love you, where do they go? What are your socials?
Everything is at Charlotte Sands. And then we also have I have like a phone number in my bio on Instagram that you can text me, and I'll go through and I respond to those.
Wow. And you're so putting your phone number
talk to everybody
on the web?
Yeah. We're all friends here.
Oh my goodness.
And we can all just, yeah, it's a fun way that I'm actually able to communicate with people. And when social media gets kind of overwhelming, I can still have a place where I can talk to people and they can kind of feel comfortable sharing things with me that I'm able to hopefully give them some advice on. That's obviously, I'm not a professional in any way at that, but from my experience, sometimes I can offer whatever advice that they need looking for. And I'm really grateful that people trust me with that. So it's nice to have a place where I'm able to talk to everybody.
Yes. Experience is wisdom and life is the best teacher. So just live in your life and you can help, you know, all the people who are in need of help based on your past experiences. Charlotte Sands is our guest, and hopefully they're not texting you at 3 a.m. in Germany from America. That would be a little inconvenient.
They are.
They are, huh? And you're answering too, I'll bet.
I love it.
So tell me, you know, we're on in 100 different countries around the world, and we've got millions of people tuning in, including the troops. Is there a message you'd like to send to the troops?
I would just say thank you so much for your service and for risking so much for me and for our country. And yeah, I'm eternally grateful. I don't think there's any words that will do that justice, but...
Well, thank you, Charlotte.
That's enough. I can't wait to do a show.
Yes, yes. And we'd love to have you here in D.C. So hopefully the next time you're in the D.C. area for a show, you got your album. And if not, you'll just do a bunch of singles for us either way. But we'd like to see you in the studio and have you do your show here with us in the studio in D.C. the next time you're through this area.
I would love that. I would be honored.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Charlotte Sands is our guest. And this is Border Crossings. You're watching VOA TV.